Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Find out the real reason why Kenny Chesney did not pursue his lifelong dream of playing football coming up. Funny.
What's so funny?
It's funny. Why you didn't. Okay. Yeah, so we'll hear about that coming up. But yeah, let's talk about the Super Bowl. If you are ready for the big game, get ready for a new version of the famous What's Up Budweiser commercial. Yeah. Remember, that was developed by a couple of Philadelphia guys, right? And this new ad features smart appliances saying,
"What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Wishing I was watching the game, having a Bud. What's up with you?"
Yeah, it goes on and on. And the appliances nearly get caught when the owner of the apartment comes okay. back in. And it's actually kind of funny. It's a whole new twist on the old What's Up commercial. Right. But we're going to see that during the Super Bowl. Speaking of football, Tim Tebow got married over the weekend. Former Miss Universe, Demi Lee Nell Peters.
What's her name?
Demi Lee Nell Peters.
Tebow.
Tebow. I don't know how she's going to get it. I think there's a rule about how many hyphens you can have in your name.
Probably,
and I
yeah.
I think two is the limit.
It's a good thing she's not an athlete. Imagine having that name on the back of a jersey.
Oh, right.
You go from like hip to hip all the way around like a big horseshoe.
Very nice. What I think, though, is so Tim Tebow-esque is that all the people that came to their wedding, no one brought gifts. They all just made charitable donations in the couple's name, which is really
nice. Tebow-esque.
Yeah. And Kenny Chesney, we know that he is a huge football fan. He writes songs about football. He plays in football stadiums. And he always says that he's so amazed every time he plays in a stadium like Lincoln Financial Field because he watches them on TV. You know, when he watches them play the game, then he gets to be there in that same place and feel those vibes. And that's one of the things that he loves about it. But he said he's not just a casual fan. He's been to practices. You know, he's really good friends with Sean Payton, the Manning family. He said he knows Drew Brees really well, a lot of those guys. He's been to the games. He's practiced with them on the field. And he said, I still get amazed each and every time I'm in one of those stadiums. But the thing is, I stopped growing when I was in the ninth grade. And that was the end of any dream I had of playing sports for a living.
I stopped growing in the ninth grade.
It explains everything, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it does. And it's so true. I'm going to love his music. He would die if he played football. So thank you. Thank you for not going that route, Kenny. Thank you. Andy's X-Files brought to you by PLCB. Cozy up with winter essentials from your local fine wine and good spirits.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Country music and the Super Bowl. That could lead you to pick a ticket, and we're going to give you a chance to do that coming right up. But first, did you catch the SAG Awards over the weekend? There was a lot of talk about Jennifer Aniston and the white dress that she wore. Pretty revealing. Also, she and Brad Pitt had a moment backstage that was caught on camera and broke the internet.
Yeah, they did.
Even all the celebrities were like commenting on how sweet it was to see those two together holding hands. And it was one of those moments that it like only happens in the movies, but actually it happens backstage at a movie award show where she's walking away and her arm is kind of trailing behind her and he's holding it and his arm is out.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, I don't know.
Like that's how it should have been.
I
know. Angelina Jolie, you ruined the whole thing.
But maybe it'll be like that again. Maybe now's their time, Dave. We'll see. So before all that happened, though, at the SAG Awards, all eyes were on Jennifer Lopez on the red carpet. She wore a custom black gown and $9 million worth of Harry Winston diamonds.
Wow. Must be nice.
It was insane.
Wouldn't you feel nervous wearing that much?
Yes. Oh, I'm sure that there are bodyguards all around her. Yeah. She's still trending on Twitter, of course, as she, J-Lo and Shakira are preparing to perform the halftime show at the Super Bowl, which is held in Miami this year, so it kind of makes sense that it has that whole Latino flair. As a matter of fact, Dan and Shay will do the pregame show with Pitbull beforehand, so that's kind of cool.
That'll be fun.
But it got me thinking about what country artists have actually performed at the Super Bowl before. Here's a little bit of Luke Bryan, who did the anthem.
Oh, say, can you see?
That was back in 2017 that Luke did the anthem. Okay. And there are, let's see, five other country artists who have performed the anthem before the Super Bowl. So, Dave, we have Rachel on the phone. Good morning, Rachel. Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay, so do you, besides Luke Bryan, can you think of anybody else who may have sung the anthem?
Didn't Carrie Underwood and Faith Hill sing it?
Yeah, Carrie Underwood did it in 2010. Faith Hill did it in 2000. That's how long ago that was.
Yeah.
Right, but there's still some other
ones. So there's three more then, right?
Yeah, Dave, do you have any guesses?
I would think it'd be way back in the day. Did the Dixie Chicks do it?
They did. Yep. Theirs was amazing, too. That was in 2004.
Can you give Rachel and I a hint? Is it guys, girls, groups?
Like the biggest, greatest performer ever in the history of...
Garth Brooks.
Yes. Okay. There you go. He did it in 93. Charlie Pride did it in 1974.
Oh, my God.
So we went from 74 to 93 without any country artists in there.
Holy cow.
So
is there one more? We cover them all.
Nope, that's all. Charlie Pride, Garth Brooks, Faith Hill, Dixie Chicks, Carrie Underwood, and Luke Bryan.
Yeah. All right. Wow.
Well done.
Rachel, how about you pick a ticket?
Okay. Can I pick Thomas Rhett?
Yes, you can.
Congratulations. Yeah, our mega ticket includes Jason Aldean, Brooks and Dunn, Thomas Rhett, Sugarland, Lady A, and the yet-to-be-announced artist for XTU Anniversary Show. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. But, Rachel, you're going to see Thomas Rhett. Congrats.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by Longwood Gardens. See thousands of orchids inside and a serene winter landscape outside on view through March 22nd.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
You could win gobs and gobs of money when you find out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And I'll tell you coming up. But first... Kelly Ripa is making headlines because it just came out that when she started working with Ryan Seacrest on the show, she stopped drinking. She kind of made a joke about the revelation on the show. She was talking about how wine sales dropped last year, and it's the first time or the biggest drop in like a million years or something.
A million.
Yeah, and she said, but she thinks that a lot of that is because she quit drinking when she started working with Ryan Seacrest, who, by the way, says that he still loves wine. So I ask you, Dave, have you ever worked with someone who made you stop drinking instead of drinking? Like, I feel like it's usually the other way
around,
right?
Most of the people I've worked with make me drink more.
Yeah.
Like, I would think if you have to work with Ryan Seacrest every morning, you're drinking gallons of wine a day.
But no.
Right?
That's not how it works with Kelly Ripa.
Are you drinking more since we started working together?
Okay. I'm going to be honest.
Here we go.
Yeah. Meanwhile, John Party says that he had to break up with his friend, Jack. Here he is talking about his road manager.
He called into the venues, and he smoked, and he liked Jack Daniels. It's like, oh, yeah, man, we'll have a pack of smokes and Jack Daniels. Yeah, that's all John needs right there. All right, we'll see you in a little bit. It's from Alabama. And it would never be the little bottle. It was always the gigantic, like, 30-pound bottle. And it would always be gone at the end of the night. And there was fighting. There was crying. There was lost band members. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we should take Jack Daniels off the rack.
See, that seems like a smart decision.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. All right, now here's your chance, okay? We know which jerseys the teams are going to wear for the Super Bowl. Therefore, we know who's going to win.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Okay.
Yes, the 49ers are reportedly going to be in their standard white jersey on gold pants. And the Chiefs are the home team. They will wear their red jerseys.
Okay.
What this means is... that the Niners are going to win, because the last two times the Niners wore the white top and gold pants combination to the Super Bowl, they won.
Okay, so you want everyone to go spend their money on the 49ers, and if the Chiefs win, they can come to you, and you'll reimburse them. That's very sweet of you, Andy.
I don't think that's what I said at all.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by Maria Quattrone. Start with the best, skip the rest. Call Maria Quattrone at 215-607-3525 or online at callmq.com.
The X-Files with Andy Summers on 92.5 XTU at 637, 737, and 837.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.